What's up, Stokers? Before we begin this podcast, I want to let you know that we have a show out on Netflix, Chad and JT Go Deep. If you haven't seen it, then what are you doing? Go check it out. It's awesome. And hell yeah. We also on tour. We got new dates coming up. Guys, we're going everywhere. We got new dates in Denver, Atlanta, Seattle, Hawaii coming up, North Carolina, South Carolina coming up. We got New York. We got Boston. We got Nashville. We got Chicago. All good stuff. San Diego this Friday with the whole squad. Check out tickets. Get your tickets. Come see us at chatandjt.com. We're also brought to you by the legends at Manscaped. Manscaped, thank you so much for keeping our trims peeved, for looking after our hogs, for making sure that our dinks are looking fresh and clean, because smooth sack summer is slowly coming to an end, fellas. If you haven't been scaping for the summer sun, it's not too late to sweep your sack of those pesky pubes. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code GODEEP at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code GODEEP at manscaped.com. Keep things smooth and fresh as we say sayonara to smooth ball summer and enter fresh ball fall. All right, let's start the show. What's
doing videos in like the Vine days,
right?
And constantly
you're
putting
an OG.
Stuff out. I guess. I mean, it wasn't hitting. That's why I was putting it out, but it just wasn't hitting.
Well, with your videos, it seems like such a stream of consciousness kind of stuff. Like when I watch your videos, it just seems like something hits you, or like you have, like your bad haircut one or something. Oh, yeah. Like and you're able. Do you plan them out? Do you have a schedule, or is it just sort of like when inspiration strikes, you just record?
It's when inspiration strikes.
But are you ever not inspired? I feel like you're inspired 24 hours a day, baby.
Yeah. You know what, fellas? In all honesty, I am. I'm a very happy guy.
Yeah, you are.
You come in today. Yeah, you're all smiles. I was like screaming at you through the door because I thought it was Chad. I was like, open the door. The door. It's a little janky.
The
open
start
it.
Of getting here, I knocked on the door and you just hear JT. He's like, come in. And I come. He's like, oh shit. He's like, what's up, Bob? I was like, what's going on? Yeah, no.
I don't think I've ever seen you. I mean, we've hung out more than a handful of times. Yeah. And I've run into you. Like, I ran into you at like Roger Dunn Golf.
Yes.
And dude, I just see you and you're like, you're just spritzing joy. Like, you're having the time of your life.
Yeah, man. I'm.
But what happens when Bob goes dark? What does that look like?
You know what? It's. I'll say this. I would like to think that when I do go dark or when I do get very angry, I would like to think that I got a good reason for it.
Right.
And that whoever that I'm getting very upset with would know that I have good reason. I feel like my friends know that I'm always so happy that if I do ever spaz out, not that I'm ever not wrong for it. I mean, there's been times, of course, but I think they do know that if I'm freaking out, they kind of like look like, whoa, like something happened. I'd like to think they know that I'd like to think it's justified.
I think that's one of the really nice parts about being a happy person is that you don't even have to get angry to show that you're angry. You just have to like not put exclamation points on a text message.
It's
and everyone's
exactly
like,
right.
Everyone's like, whoa.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Whoa. Like,
it's true.
Like we hired someone a while ago for a gig and they didn't do a good job on it, but we were so effusive all the time that I think they knew they had fucked up just because we were like, hey, we might need you to try again. And that was like...
See, yeah, you guys kind of have that same thing to where I feel like you guys are so chill and so relaxed to where, even like you said, even if just portraying it in a text message, like the message gets across a lot easier than the other person because it's like, okay, there's something wrong
here. Yeah, they're not joyful.
How
did I...
Do you have a secret to happy? Like, did you reach this place? Have you always been this way? Or did you reach this place after, you know, some trials and tribulations?
Probably the moment that you guys came on the podcast.
Dude.
I said, this is it. Yeah. No, I,
Wait, you weren't serious?
Somewhat.
Okay, cool.
I've always been very, very happy. For me, when I was working at the hotel, obviously, it wasn't the dream job by any means, but even then, if you ask somebody in the hotel, they would tell you I was probably one of the happiest guys there. Mm. You know, I think the only downside to it is there'd be days at the hotel where you come in, and some days you just don't have it, and they're so used to me at one speed that if I'm the slightest bit off, people say, what's wrong? What's wrong? Right. When really nothing's wrong, I just don't have it that day.
And you didn't feel boxed in by that? Like, you didn't feel like you had to live up to their expectations or what you had established as kind of your baseline?
Sometimes, yeah. On the days that, there were a few days, but on the days where I just wasn't feeling it, yes. Because you don't want to get asked all day, what's wrong, what's wrong?
Is there a worse question in the world than what's wrong? You don't want anyone to notice.
Yeah.
And they're like, hey, is everything okay over there? I'm like, you know it's not, but I'm not here. Yeah. Can you pretend like I'm doing fine?
Yeah. I don't know. So yeah, I guess that's kind of like the one, I guess, downside to it was, you know, people always expect you to be at one speed, which usually I am. But even if there wasn't necessarily something wrong, if you just don't have it one day, you know, but I was always a happy guy. So when I got into, you know, doing what I love to do full time, it's just like I was just even happier than I already was.
Right. Nice.
Good perspective.
Yeah, I admire that because it seems like you went into it and you're doing it without expectations or kind of a need for incessant need for more, you know what I mean? You're sort of, but that's why it's growing, is because you're always, you seem to be present and just sort of allowing it to just expand.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people ask me too, like, you know, with us doing like the golf vlogs and whatnot, they'll be like, you know, where do you want to be in the next few years? And sometimes I feel stupid for not knowing that answer, but in all honesty, I look at what we're doing now, being able to just, I have my best friends working with me. We're all doing the same thing together. We're all having a blast to where I don't know, like, this has always been my dream and like, it's kind of here now. So I don't know what it looks like down the road. Mm-hmm. I think if we just keep building our platform, then as many doors will open as possible. Look at you guys. I mean, you guys just kept building your platform. Next thing you know, you're on Netflix.
Yeah.
You know?
But you must have some kind of idea, right?
Yeah. I mean, my idea was always where we are now is I wanted to be able to have my best friends all working together, take them out of their 9-to-5s, which has happened, and us work together and be able to travel together and golf together and just do things we want to do. And now I look around at all my friends that are working for me, and it's like, there's nothing better, man.
Yeah. A lot of pressure, though.
Yeah.
Happy as the head that wears the crown. You're the king. You're responsible for the fertility of the land.
Yeah, that's definitely one way to put it.
The grass ain't growing, dude.
But every time I leave a podcast we do together, it has me thinking. Like, I'll be thinking for the next week about shit that we've said, the way you guys
it's have probably not helpful.
No, no, yeah. I do love it. I think about that. I was like, man, like, maybe JT was right about that. Like, I never thought about it like that. But, yeah, I mean, there was definitely some challenges as far as when you're all working together. There's some stuff that and some topics that you never had to really touch as friends, financially, whatever it may be. Mm-hmm. But you learn from that, and honestly, we've grown stronger from it.
Yeah.
Do you have like inspirations in like media or art? Like, do you like you watch The Sopranos and you see how Tony leads it, and you're like,
you want me to be completely honest, and you guys will be so upset with this because I envy how much your guys' movie knowledge is unbelievable.
That's him.
I mean, top to bottom, it's unbelievable. Even beyond, I feel like you'd be on me. I mean, I walked in, you were watching a John Bones Jones documentary.
Mm-hmm.
I have such a problem sitting still that my attention span's so bad that I haven't just sat and just watched a movie like that. And whenever I do, I love it. Mm. To where I wish I got into movies and stuff more. I still can, you know?
So, but that's cool, though. It's cool that you're living rather than watching. Yeah. Yeah. Like, you're happier when you're making stuff and you're bouncing around and you're with your boys. It's a good alternative.
Yeah, but it would be nice to have that whole movie arsenal that you got. Like, you'll be able to go to the chamber and, you know, different quotes and seen different movies. And I definitely do want that.
But sorry.
Is there anything in your life that you have that knowledge where you can just spit knowledge at people?
Sports.
Yeah.
Sports for sure.
Yeah, sports definitely. Academically, I was a disaster, but I feel like too, I feel like I got a good social IQ. I think I understand people very well and can get the most out of them.
And yeah, you know sports. Like, I could throw a question at you about sports. You would know, right?
You lay it on me.
All right. Who beat the Pistons in the finals the year after they won in like 06 and then or 07, 08?
Be the Chicago Bulls?
Oh, no. So that's like 89.
Well, there you go. I guess I don't know as much sports knowledge as we thought.
Well, let's cut all this.
Yeah, no, I kind of like it. I think it's good.
What sport do you love?
Across the board, I thought I loved the basketball. I don't love basketball anymore after that. across the board, I love, like, me and Jake were even talking, like, for us, football Sundays are
the greatest day.
Religious. It's beautiful. Waking up, the build up to the games, there is absolutely nothing better to me.
There's something so America about it.
Where yes.
Dude, the fucking robot on Fox spiking the ball.
I love how Chad went there. That's so good.
I love the Americanness of it. I love anything that's very America. You go to a NASCAR race, you go to a mall, you go anywhere where there's just huge chain stores. It just makes me happy. Applebee's.
I love that we went to the robot. I think that's so fantastic.
Chargers opening game. LaDainian Tomlinson comes running out of the tunnel with an American flag. Simultaneously, three blue angels fly over the stadium. Oh. Dude, everyone in that stadium was ready to enlist the second after it happened. We're like, we have to protect this.
Or even this is sacred. Tillman as well.
One of my all-time heroes. Truly an impressive, spectacular man.
Are you guys more fans? We have this debate a lot. Do you like, for NFL Sundays, do you appreciate the West Coast start times more or East Coast?
I swear to God, I was going to ask you this 2 minutes ago.
It's a phenomenal, phenomenal topic.
I swear to God, bro. That's where I was going. And I like the West Coast more. I
totally agree.
It's tough because if you have a big Saturday, you can miss a little bit of the opening game. And I used to, when I lived in New York, I'd go to the park and get some sun and read, and then I'd come back. You got 1 o'clock. You got plenty of time to set your lineup. Plenty of time to make your arrangements. You don't even have to have plans when you wake up. You'll figure it out. But there's just something about having it 10 a.m. and you're just running it through the whole day that's tough to beat.
Plus, where you really capitalize on the West Coast is the East Coast has an 8:30 start time. So if you got work the next day, by the time that game ends, you're all jazzed up. You probably had a bet. Your adrenaline's running. Mm-hmm. You can't fall asleep right after that. You're lucky to be asleep by 1 o'clock. Mm. West Coast, 5 o'clock start time. Game's over by 7:38. We're going out to dinner. Mm. It's a beautiful thing.
You got a lot more flexibility. What's your favorite? Do you like the 10 a.m. the most, the 1 o'clock, or the 5 p.m.? What's your...
The build up to that 10 o'clock start, there's the deli called Factor's Deli, and it doesn't have much to do with your question.
Is that off?
Don't worry about the question.
It's off Pico.
Oh, okay.
It's a great Jewish deli. They do really good home fries.
Nice.
Because not a lot of people on the West Coast do home fries, like the East Coast, New York home fries. Mm-hmm. We go there 7 in the morning. We're there. We set our lineups from Factor's. Get everything going. Go back, Madden for an hour, and then you got the robot coming on, and then you got that 10 o'clock start. It's so tremendous. Chris Hansen comes on, or Scott Hansen.
Chris Hansen?
Chris Hansen's the
catch a predator. It'd be nice if he came on and he caught some predators before the game.
Yeah, by the way, a guy that doesn't get enough credit, he's on Cameo, by the way.
Yeah, I heard he's big on Cameo.
Yeah, he does very well.
Yeah, I always picture a PA afterwards. Yeah, that was great. You signed this release so we don't have to blur your face. The guy's like, oh, yeah, for sure, dude.
Just sign here and here, and exit's going to be there. They'll stamp your ticket on the way out.
Oh, the cops will escort you. My bad.
I'm trying to think if there's any way, if you are a said molester, to play it off. Like, what's the best way you could do it? I think the way to do it is to get jazzed that Chris Hansen's there, being like, no way! Chris Hansen, I'm a huge fan. Yeah. I'm a huge, huge fan.
I thought this would happen. This is what I was trying to do.
Yeah. Crazy to see you, man.
I love coming here. I really do. Because you don't get this shit anywhere else.
Chris Hansen.
Chris?
Wow.
No fucking
What are the chances? Am I on camera?
Yeah.
Come on. No, I'm guilty. Shit. I'm guilty. Yeah, buckle me up. But wow, what a treat.
Chris, I bought a cameo from you.
Yeah.
He pulls up on his phone. Look at this shit.
Do you remember doing this cameo, Chris?
Dude, by the way, you're a huge cameo. You're pulling for number one. Is that
from what I can gather?
Is that correct?
Yeah, I love doing those things, man. And I'm not even just saying that. I really do enjoy it. A lot of people say that like once you go on the Cameo, it's like the downfall of your career because it's like a last minute money grab. Some would say it's the start of the career for me.
Love it.
And I mean, it's there's a skill to it, right?
Yeah, because you get so like getting the you get a lot of them and you have to like you don't want to spend hours and hours doing it. So you kind of got like a flow now.
You got a rhythm.
Yeah.
Is that like penciled into the schedule? You're like from 10 to 12, I'm just banging them out.
It's just whenever I get the chance to do them, and I'll usually do them for about an hour or two a day. To where they've flown. And I think the Cameo's kind of word of mouth to where, like, I get a lot of bachelor parties. Like, oh, you know, you just got engaged. Bobby did, you know, our bachelor party Cameo for us. Or golf's a big one, like member guest golf tournament. So I love doing them.
What's your average per day?
I'll do about 25 to 30 a day. Yeah, it's pretty insane.
Wow, dude, that's a lot.
You're a workhorse.
Do you do multiple takes or are you one take guy?
I usually pretty much one bang them. I one bang them all the way through.
What's the average duration
for how the Cameo?
To do 25. What would you say, like an hour and a half?
It would probably be because like I'll stop like in between and then like read what the requests are. Some people send videos of what they want.
Yeah.
So I would say I do it for about an hour.
Yeah.
But like my editor who's at the house all the time, like it drives him nuts because I'm just going around in circles doing it the entire day.
Yeah.
And then fantasy football was big because they wanted me to do the order. The problem with it, you got 12 guys in most leagues. So I'm trying to do the order. So the amount of fantasy football orders that I've botched are through the roof.
And no one bats 1,000, baby.
Yeah, no, I ain't batting 1,000, that's for sure with those. Because you're trying to do the names really fast.
Mm-hmm. And they all got goofy names, right?
Totally. So they got the long names.
Yeah, it's like the SoCal Sunshine Boy from Texas. And you're like, this is a mouthful.
Exactly, yeah.
Dozer, like, Freddy, Rocky.
Yeah.
Dude, I did them during COVID.
Yeah.
And we'd get a lot because Small Dong is like one of our big initiatives and stuff. So I would get a lot of them and be like, hey, can you tell my buddy Rick that he has a super proud of his small dong and he has a really small dong? And I'm like, dude, I don't know if I want to send out videos of just like talking about some dude's dick.
A lot of evidence you talking.
And also just telling a dude he has a small dick.
Yeah. You got to think about it. It's kind of nice because like one day your kid will see that.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's true.
Like one guy's like, hey, like my buddy has 9 toes. Like, can you rip him for having 9 toes? And I'm like, dude, that's kind of
when they want you to be
like,
cruel.
Like I don't want to do that, so I try and like.
I got no rapport with this guy. I'm not going to trash him for a physical disability.
Those are tough. I try and kind of steer clear of those.
Yeah.
What's going on in the? If you don't mind me asking, you single? You
single now?
How's that going?
It's good, man. Nice. I'm enjoying it.
You on the apps?
What's that?
You on the apps?
Have not hit the app. You know the app that I was on, and it's so overhyped. I mean, it's okay. Raya.
Yeah.
Because they act as if it's like an exclusive. Everybody's on Raya.
Yeah.
I never did it. I never. I don't want the person I'm seeing to be more famous than me.
Yeah. You know what? It's a very it's a strange concept.
The response time is very slow, and a lot of times. You'd send a message, you get one back, like, I'd be like, hi, wave, and then you get, hey, and you're just like, all right, what the fuck do I do
now?
Tough
to build momentum.
There are some names on there, though, that you'll come by, and you don't think that it's the actual
Chelsea
person.
Handler.
There you go. Did you go by Chelsea Handler? Did you guys match?
I came across it probably like 10 times, I'd be like. Heart the shit out of it.
And never?
No.
I wonder if that's how her and Joe Coy got together.
Probably.
They broke up, I heard, but
there's some beautiful things on Raya that you hear some great Raya stories, and then you know you go into it and you also see stuff to where it's like, I feel like everybody's in there, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
I feel like you could do like a good sort of like, I think they had it on Hinge where you have like an intro video, you're like, "What's up? I'm Bob.
I
love a good Caesar. I love a good time."
you know what? With Raya, I actually so. I have an ex-girlfriend, but me and her, we had broken up and we got back together. In the time that we were broken up, I went on Raya. And I didn't know that on Raya, like, you have the main picture and then you swipe and there's 4 other pictures.
Yeah.
I didn't know that there was 4 other pictures. So in the time that we were broken up, I had the one picture of me, it's like me on a golf course, and I have no idea how the other four uploaded, which scares the shit out of me. But the next four, they like took it from my camera roll.
Right.
It was one of Joey Coldcuts with an armband and a shirt off at the pool. just like lounging at the pool. The next one was of my ID.
Really?
The next one was of my ID.
Your personal information.
Yeah. And then the next one was just a picture of my TV with ESPN playing. And I looked at the other four. I was like, holy shit.
I'd bang it. That sounds
yeah.
Cool.
I mean, yeah.
You're gonna
it's a
get
shame
a very
that I'm single.
Kind of lady, yeah.
But when you go over and like you see that picture, and then you just see cold cuts, it's like his stomach out, and he's just got like an AI like arm sleeve on. Dude. At the pool. It was nuts.
Dude, getting cold cuts on there is a move.
He's killing it, man.
I love cold cuts. Yeah, I've never met him, but
he's a good dude. You guys would have a ball. Yeah. I want you guys to come on Bob to Sports so bad. It's just yeah. I don't know. Do you guys even? And you don't have to be good because we're not good. But even if you guys play golf to some degree, I think you guys would kill it on
yeah,
there.
Yeah, we're like adequate golfers.
Yeah.
Chad's probably a little bit better, but we can both swing.
Yeah, I'm high 90s, 100s.
That's all we need. You could have said 125. That's all we need.
I can have a good day.
Yeah?
I can have a good day getting the lows.
Oh, I would love it. I feel like you guys are a vibe on a golf course.
Dude, you know what's tough for me? I get bored after like 12 holes. That's when I start to kind of...
Comes a little too much?
I start giving up shots. I'm like, I'll just take it from the fairway or something like that.
It's tough when I get to the putting green. I'm just sort of, after two putts, I'm just...
I'm out of here.
Yeah, but I do love it. I mean, and like, I love going, you know, if you're in like, I love Scottsdale. I love golfing in Scottsdale. That was one of the most memorable times for me.
Scottsdale, I really do Florida. Thriving in Scottsdale.
I think I'd have a good time, yeah. I mean, I like the water, but, you know, I mean, I'm taken now, but, you know, if single me were there, the cougars, the steak, the desert vibes, I think I'd do well.
Can I ask you a question, Chad?
Yeah.
Where's your happy place? Like, where's a place that you see when you say, you know what, I need to get away. We just did a Netflix show. It was frustrating. We had a lot of stuff to do.
Yeah.
It's out. Now I can enjoy. Where's Chad's happy place?
Chad's happy place.
Take your time, man, because it's not a, you know, it ain't an easy question.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
That's a good question.
I think it's going to come to you next.
I think my happy place is on the deck of a boat in the Caribbean.
I'm there.
You know, looking out where you can't see, you know, it's just water and it's hot, no wind, you're cruising along. And yeah, lately I've been a big proponent of like walks and just getting out in nature and stuff because I think that's huge. So I think something along that where I'm just out to sea.
You jumping in that water?
Oh yeah, taking a slide in. I'm a big slide guy.
Are you?
Yeah, so if I could do like a fat slide with a huge drop, you know, I could pull like a gainer off of it.
Yeah.
And no cell service, and then my lady there just cheering me on. She likes to grill, so
that's great.
Watching her grill a steak.
Does it bother you that they don't really have like the diving boards aren't really a thing at local pools anymore?
Big time.
They got rid of that?
Yeah, it's really becoming extinct.
Just too much of a health hazard?
I just think there's a lot of harm in diving boards. I think a lot more bad can come out of good.
Mm. I mean, even the way you got to get off of them, the way you got to do the one bounce into the big bounce, it takes coordination. And then if you don't hit it right, and you do the kind of the awkward second bounce,
yeah.
It goes bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, feet slide out, you get kicked, you land on it sideways.
It's a dangerous game.
It's dangerous. It's daunting.
And they used to have, like, even at the local pools, they used to have the diving boards that these things were like Olympic style, massive old diving boards where nothing good is going to come out of that.
Yeah. They got the ones that don't bounce that are up a little bit higher. And you're like, hey, this, you know, there's a requisite level of skill to be coming off one of these things.
Yeah, it's a dangerous game, man.
Yeah, I haven't jumped off something tall in a while. Something high, rather. Tall is just relative for human height.
It's the best feeling. I jumped off a bridge one time. And when you have that, when you have enough distance where you get that free fall thing or your stomach, dude. I was watching XXX a lot in those days, so I was just living that life.
Man, when you said you were on the boat, I felt like we were on the boat with him.
We are on that boat.
Yeah. We really are.
Should we take the question at JT or you? And then do you want
to
cap it off?
I'm ready for JT to answer that question.
Dude, you know, I don't have a satisfying answer because I don't think I've found it yet. But I think I'm in the pursuit of it. And we're doing a bunch of fall stand-up dates in a bunch of different places. And I'm trying to expand each trip by a day so I can just like explore the area. Because there's places I've been that I like, but I want to find a new place that I have no history with. That can just be like pure sanctuary for me.
Cell phone off or on?
I'm trying to go off. Good yeah. I'm trying to go silent there. I'm trying to go places like where I don't even talk for like a day or two and just everything comes back inward. So the place that I'm kind of scoping that I've never been to, but that I've kind of got my hope set on is Charleston, South Carolina.
I did not see that coming at all. I did not see Charleston.
No, dude, you can't laugh at my happy place, yeah, bro. You say this, yeah, dude. Right, come on, you yeah. set me up, dog.
You might as well said Boise, Idaho.
No, wait. Dude.
No, but that sounds like a good place.
Though, yeah, sure, real. Buddy. Sure. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, for sure, man.
No, seriously.
Dude, that's where they shoot all you. The Nick Sparks movies, dude. You ever watch like The Notebook? Yeah, this fucking place looks romantic as fuck, dude.
Yeah, hey, look, that's everybody's got their spot, man.
What's your spot?
I would love to, kind of cliche, I guess, but I'd love to do Hawaii.
Mm. Yeah, Hawaii's amazing.
Yeah, it just seems can't go wrong. That's the pick. Everybody seems in a good mood. Nobody's in a rush.
Which island?
What's that?
Which island?
I haven't looked that deep into it. Now I kind of still think I'd rather do Charleston. I might go Hawaii to Charleston.
I might go Hawaii now.
You want to switch up? Me.
Yeah.
I'm down to flip. I'm headed to Charleston.
Or you know what? I'll do the Charleston, you do the Hawaii, and we'll do like timeshare swaps or place swaps or
you
whatever.
You know what we should do, fellas, if I may? Mm. I think we go to one of these places. I think we leave our phones here with Jake. Jake takes our phone, and we just, the three of us, and what comes out of it, comes out of it.
Just go to Charleston.
Go to Charleston.
I'm going to go to a sandbar in Florida.
I told you guys prior to recording, I think you guys would dominate Florida. I really do.
Thank you for saying dominate, too.
Dude, yeah. I saw you you got your dad a golf cart.
Yeah, that was one of the cooler things.
That was really cool.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Is he loving it?
He's having a ball. So he played softball, pickleball, tennis, and he started getting into a little bit of golf. So he had a heart attack. And he's constantly doing these sports. He's like in full retirement mode and he's not allowed to do much after the heart attack. Like he can't really walk around anywhere much and he will eventually be there. But to be able to get him that golf cart that he can whip around in and go check out the tennis courts and stuff like that.
Yeah, just cruise.
Yeah, that was cool. Awesome. And the thing's got some giddy up too.
What's the top speed?
28 miles per hour.
Yeah,
that was perfect.
Yeah, for a golf cart, I mean, it really it cranks. And there's a they got a clubhouse, so they're at a country club, and you can go to the clubhouse, have a couple cocktails, and then head back in the car and not have to worry about driving home.
Nice. How's he feeling?
He's feeling good. I'll let him know you asked. He's doing okay. He's bouncing back for sure.
That's great.
I mean, it makes you look at things definitely a little bit differently.
Yeah, I imagine.
But to be able to get him that golf cart was awesome.
How recent was her attack?
A few months ago.
Oh,
so
sorry to hear that.
He's battling back. I mean, he'll be back up and running.
Yeah.
But I love going. He even has softball games and watching. It's like a 60 and older softball league, and these guys are going balls to the wall.
A lot of triples.
It's unbelievable. You just got to hit into the outfield. A single's a triple.
Right.
If you want to dig it. And then you got the guys that can really dig and that got some speed and get around the bases. And it's absolutely tremendous. I go every time I'm down there, I go to the games.
Watching a fast person run is so pleasurable. And then,
especially when everybody around them is so slow.
Yeah. You got the comparison point.
Yeah.
It'll surprise you sometimes, too. Like, I got some friends who don't look it, but they got like quick feet, you know? I think, especially in LA, you'll see like buff dudes, but they can't really move all that good.
Yes.
It's just glamour muscles.
Yes.
Like at the West Hollywood Crunch, I was in there the other day. I was like, you know, a lot of nice bodies, but are any of these things like functional? And then you'll meet like a heavy set guy who's like, you know, an athlete. And you're like, you know, don't always judge a book by its cover. Like,
so would you rather be, because you work out a lot, I see you working out a lot, would you rather be fit or would you rather be like really, really, like, to me, I feel like there's almost a point where I wouldn't want to be the guys that are, like, too strong. You know what I mean?
I don't want to be chiseled. I'd rather be capable.
That's a great line.
But some, like, UFC fighters will do, like, glamour body workouts because they say, actually, if you look good, you'll actually perform better because you like the way you look. Mm. And that the looks are part of it.
I believe that. But some of those guys can be deceptive, too, to where, like, there's some strength where it's like you look at them and you don't really know. And the next thing you know, they could rock your world.
Yeah. There's that one guy who fought, Jake Paul?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What was his name?
Ben Askren.
Yeah, dude. I mean, he's still a fighter, so I assume he's got some power. But, like, that was
He just came out with a video and said he couldn't put any weight on his legs because he had just had hip surgery. So he's actually more jacked now, but he was never a jacked guy.
Yeah.
But he's a bear. If he gets a grip on you,
that's crazy, especially with these UFC guys, because what those guys do, I got more respect for them than any other. I mean, you have to be, to get in an octagon with one of these guys, you got to be somewhat mental, like to be able to do that, the balls that takes.
Yeah. There's a gear you got to get to.
Oh my God. I mean, with what these guys do, do you know Patty the Batty?
Love that guy.
The fact that this guy loves food so much, and when his fight's over, he'll gain like 25 pounds is hysterical. And then when it times to come to cut weight, he'll cut weight. He's box office.
He's very relatable. He's an everyman. Yeah. He's a hero. Totally. Everyman hero.
Well, he dropped the tea bag. I mean, that was...
To drop a tea bag in an octagon, too... Special.
That's the dream.
Yeah.
You know what?
One would say.
That's my happy place. I don't know if I'll ever get there.
Yeah.
But, you know, never say never. I mean,
imagine teabagging in Charleston.
Teabagging in a ring on the beach in Charleston.
Special.
Well, yeah, because there's that famous scene in The Notebook where they lay down in that main street in Charleston. They just look up at the stars together. That would have been incredibly sweet to teabag. If McAdams or Gosling would have dropped the teabag on the other one.
Dude,
it would have spoke to a connection that
prime.
Yeah,
you know what McAdams I do love is
let's go.
One of my favorite movies of the few that I've seen, Wedding Crashers. Mm-hmm. When they take that stroll, when her and Owen Wilson take that stroll with the bikes, peak moment for me.
Mm.
You know what scene it is for me in that is when I think it's Sparks by Coldplay is going. And it's at night and they're going to each other's door.
Phenomenal.
Mm. Yeah, and they're just like, what are they looking for? They're just looking for a moment, right? They're just hoping they'll happen on each other.
And Owen Wilson comes creeping down, and I downloaded that song from that scene.
I did too.
It's tremendous.
Songs, they'll hit harder that way. If you find them with the corresponding scene, you're like, oh, this all makes sense now. I get the song better. God,
that's such a good scene.
What kind of music do you listen to?
I'm across the board. I really am.
Country?
I'll do country for sure. My main guy, if my ride or die, Billy Joel all day long.
Dude, I can see that.
Yeah.
You got a Billy Joel heart.
That's the only concert I've ever been to.
Really?
Yeah. I really got to expand. I take that back. I've been to a Dave Matthews concert.
You went to some of the classics.
Liked it a lot. Yeah, I liked it a lot, which made me realize that I wanted. Like, I would love to go to Red Hot Chili Peppers. I love...
Dude, I'm really into Woodstock 99 right now. So
into what?
Just like Korn. Kid Rock.
Yeah. I mean, look, dude. I could definitely see that.
Would you be down? Would you rock hard?
For sure.
Would you get in the pit?
To be honest with you, there's very few things that I wouldn't do with you guys.
Oh, dude.
Because even the most standard things that you wouldn't think would be that great would be phenomenal. Like Charleston, South Carolina.
Yeah.
We would have a ball in
it. I'm out on Charleston.
You are out on Charleston?
I'm Hawaii.
Oh, I thought we had a good thing going with
Charleston. We have Charleston, but... In terms of my happy place being Charleston, I think you helped me.
I really ruined that.
No, but you helped me because it was not it.
Well, the way he set it up, I thought he was going to be on top of the boat with Chad. And then next thing you know, he's like Charleston, South Carolina. I didn't see it coming, but Woodstock and Korn and...
In Charleston.
Not what you pictured before the pod, but now it makes sense.
I would like to think I could talk about it. And you guys, I feel like I could go to you guys with it. I've wanted to get into mushrooms for the longest time.
We can do them now. I have them in my bag.
Well, there we go. I mean, anything goes.
I don't have much the rest of the day.
But my thing with it, though, I've never had... I've done it a few times, but I've never had the experience where it's been like a great experience, maybe because of where I was, and I want to have that experience.
Dude, I have a similar thing where I haven't taken like a, you know, you take like an eighth, that's where you really trip. I've, you know, dabbled in the last few years where it's like you take like a chocolate, you take like a capsule and whatever. So you get that feeling.
Right.
But the way like Rogan talks about it, where they're like, you meet God, I don't think I've had that either.
But
I think I need to get
like,
in nature.
Is that because you need to be in the right place for it?
Yeah, I think I need to get in nature, and I think I need to take a heroic dose.
Yeah.
You know?
you guys, too, it could be glass half full, kind of. Like, I think Ram Dass said when he was traveling through, like, India and stuff, he met, like, enlightened spiritual people who, when they would take psychedelics, they didn't feel much of an effect because they were already in like that sort of headspace. So you might already be, you might just, it's what Samuel L. Jackson says at a recovery meeting in the movie Chasing Lanes. I don't need champagne. I am champagne.
I get that with cocaine. I've had it before and I just go mute. It didn't. I did it at Laurel Hardware. And I.
That's a good place to do coke.
Yeah,
Laurel Hardware.
I didn't say a word the rest of the night. And I'm like, what the fuck happened to Robbie? Last time I've ever done it.
Interesting.
Yeah, I was kind of the same with coke. It gave me an itch I couldn't scratch. And I felt like instead of being all here, like all at the surface, everything went kind of just went in and I was like, yeah, it brought out the little, the gremlin in me.
Yeah. And you know what? You deserve to scratch that itch.
Yeah. And sometimes it's, you can't find it, but you're just trying to find the thing that'll help you.
Yeah. I just didn't, it wasn't for me. I mean, a weed I like a lot, but it just kind of takes me out of where I'm at. Not weed. Weed I do like a lot.
I think one time we talked, I was on mushrooms. I forget which time.
Did we? Yeah. Well, that would have made one of us. I would have tried the shrooms with you. But again, I don't know if this is even like, if you do it here, it's something about the way when Chad just said corn and just like being in the cornfield and him saying like Woodstock, like that I could get into.
There's something, substances for me nowadays, I don't really like to take myself out of, there's something when I did sobriety for a while, there's something about those sort of natural highs of life that you experience where even like moments where you just sort of like you sort of realize something about life and you're like, whoa, like that's what it's about. I'm learning. I'm like building. Those are so much more enjoyable than just taking myself, you know, than just sort of putting myself in a state where I love getting hammered so much. But the residual effects, it just after experiencing like prolonged sobriety, it doesn't seem as worth it to me anymore. And it doesn't seem like a state that I desire as much anymore.
It's a good point to where it's like the natural high, it really, you can't beat that.
No.
It's a different type of high than if you're on any type of drug, but a natural high, something we do all the time now, is... I'll go with me and one of my friends, and a lot of these times at like Balboa or like these other, you know, municipal courses around the area, it's not that expensive to where I'll book 4 slots and then it'll just be me and my friend. And I like when we have it when the sun's going down. Mm-hmm. And something about golfing when the sun's going down, I'm at such peace out there. And it's such a natural high. I'm so happy.
Yeah.
And I like keep going back for that same high. You cannot beat it.
There's something, I've been going on scooter rides these past few days.
That'll do it.
For like 2 hours. And there's something about just like scooting around. There's something about being out in the world, especially in LA, being out in the world, not in your car, and you're just sort of experiencing it, you're taking it in. It's like heaven. I love it.
Do you hit the back roads with the scooter, or do you not mind going onto the main roads?
Dude, I hit every road. I'll do main roads. Like I'll do Wilshire. I'll do the 405, and then I'll do some trails.
That's unbelievable. Yeah. I mean, you talk about a guy that checks all the boxes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
really
scooter for all seasons. Yeah,
yeah, man. Could you not just see Chad? Like if I'm driving and I see Chad busting
just
on the
splitting
scooter,
lanes.
Like, Bro, I'd quit right there. That's all I would ever need.
Yeah, we were traveling. We were up like in like the Nova Scotia area. It was about negative 10 degrees. And mm-hmm. I just saw Chad in a parka just bombing snow-covered hills on a scooter, dude. I didn't even know they could run at that temp with that kind of, you know, ground clutter. And he was just bombing, dude.
It's like a tundra, too. So he just saw like this dot just slowly disappearing.
That is peak, mm-hmm. man. There's so many things like that the average person you could watch do and you wouldn't get enjoyment out of it. There were so much things that I could watch Chad do that I would just kill. Like I've always said from day one, ever since I was a kid, I would love to see Chad play skee ball.
Right.
At a bar. There's a bar
you
by
here. You said
that
right when we met.
I know. Yeah. I just watching him play skee ball to me, beer in my hand. I don't got to throw any of the balls. I don't got to roll them. Just watching Chad do that to me, peak.
You can picture the smile.
Oh, dude, yeah. Like, not too big of a smile, but like just something where it's like
a little corner of the mouth.
Yeah, yeah. And I sip my beer here and there. And
you got a nice smile.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
It's really nice.
I try and smile.
Should we do the Caesar?
Yeah, yeah. I would love to do the Caesar.
Let's do the Caesar.
This is a big moment here,
this
huh?
This is, yeah.
This is a homemade Caesar, right?
This is going to be homemade. We're going to make it right now.
Okay, look. So be a toss Caesar? Or?
Yeah, toss Caesar.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, order it how you like it.
I think I'm going to do a toss.
Okay.
Yeah.
And are you a big croutons guy?
Gotta be.
Croutons, okay.
Gotta be. Do you have croutons?
I do have croutons. Okay. And I also have cheese to put on top.
That's fantastic
as
well.
Like a lot of cheese or just some cheese?
I'm a light cheese guy. The only problem is I got a feeling that JT is a cheese guy, so where I almost want to say heavy on the cheese.
Okay. Well, we can, let's make yours first, and then okay. If I want to add on a little bit. Okay. But you're not wrong.
Okay.
You're not wrong.
No anchovies.
No anchovies.
No anchovies.
No anchovies. It's got no business being in there.
Yeah, I totally agree.
It's in the anchovies are in the Caesar dressing. Why add to it?
Yeah. The only thing that I don't have that I wish we had is chicken, but with the, you know, we can't really make chicken
right
now.
We'll do a chicken Caesar salad. Hold the chicken.
Okay.
Thank you, Jake.
Probably better without the chicken. Jake.
Let's see if all the...
Is your type of vibe, huh?
So we got this. Dressing.
Oh, this is tremendous.
Wow. And some lettuce, beautiful. Some cheese, croutons.
This is fantastic.
Now, I work at a restaurant, so I can do it, but I think it'd be more cool if you guys did it, but or no.
It's up to you. I got no pref. I think if you want to just post up right here so we can get some of it on camera, yeah.
Well, yeah, get some ASMR mukbang action.
Can JT toss it, though?
I'll toss it.
I just want you to toss it. Thank you. This is what it's all about right here.
That was really smart of you. He's like, that's a guy, I like being volunteered for stuff. Yeah. You know what I mean? I like being deputized into a role.
And that's exactly what just took place.
He just gave me the badge and he said, hey, you're protecting this town now.
Yeah.
And,
yeah. Also, too, you know, just viewership in general, the thought of JT being a guy to just, you know what I mean?
I think it'll work. And I won't let you down.
You know what I think you should do, though, JT? Before you toss it, look into the camera and say, like, comment, subscribe. And then toss it.
Like, comment, subscribe.
But Jake, you're the straw that stirs the drink here. You're setting the tone.
Yes, I got you.
So what, maybe we can get into this when the actual Caesar comes into play. But what's your rating system? Like, do you have is it just off instinct, off look?
You know, to be honest with you, Chad, I should have some sort of rating system because people ask that.
Yeah.
I kind of just go by what I feel. What I would say is anything in the sevens, I would go back for. Anything in the sixes, it's really got to be right time, right spot. But anything in the sevens, I would go back for. Eights, you're going to see me often. Nines, you'll get sick of seeing me.
Have restaurants reached out to you after your review and been like, hey man, like we'd love to give it another crack. Sorry about like the bad Caesar.
No, but that I do worry about it because I don't want to be the guy to like...
You don't want someone to get in trouble because you were like, hey, the salad was
off.
Yeah,
or like I don't want to hurt anybody's business. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So usually if I go low on the score, a lot of times I won't do it unless it's like a big chain that I know is doing very well.
Right, like if it's like a Cheesecake Factory, like there's not going to be like an impact here.
Yes.
Right.
If it's like a local mom and pop shop, I will not.
Yeah, you're
I don't
like Johnny's.
Well, you think about like Dave Portnoy. He goes to do like one of these pizza slices. He could literally make or break a business.
Yeah.
I don't want that responsibility.
No.
Mm-hmm. I want to make them. I just don't want to
Does he ever trash the places or does he normally keep it?
He's pretty ruthless.
Wow.
Yeah, he's pretty ruthless. That's gotta his brand. Be. Yeah.
Are you in touch with Jersey Jerry?
Yeah, I talk to Jersey Jerry a lot.
Dude, I saw his Shiz Pants video.
Oh, God, amazing. That's right up your guy. I mean, you guys
this is a catastrophe.
I hate poop. It's a sad poop,
day.
Actually.
It's a bad day. You hate poop?
I hate poop. I hate burps, farts, the whole nine.
Really? I feel like you'd be a huge fart guy.
No, I'm prude when it comes to that stuff.
Seriously?
Yeah, I was just at a fantasy football draft with my friends, and like by day two, it's the most fun trip of the year, but just guys doing that stuff. I've moved out on roommates because they farted and burped too much.
I feel like you would be a huge you fart guy.
No, I really appreciate that, but it's, oh man, yeah.
And the fart's undefeated. It's always been the funniest thing. I love a good fart.
I turn my nose down at a fart.
Do you?
Or turn my nose up? What's the? You get it.
Turn my nose up.
You get it. You get it.
Turn your nose down. You're like, I'm like, let me get in there,
Jake, with that salad, man. Yeah. That's tremendous.
So I just have one question here.
Sure.
Do you like cheese and croutons tossed with it, or do you put that on top? Do you have a preference?
If it were up to me, it would be tossed with it.
Okay, all right.
But remember, Jake, this is your salad.
Yeah, it's your salad. Go. Yeah.
Okay, so usually what I do is I toss the croutons, and then I put the Parmesan on top.
Let's go. You got this. So.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
So we'll get the croutons going in there.
This is your salad, Jake.
Yeah. So I brought extra Caesar, but are you a light toss? Are you heavy Caesar dressing? What's it?
It's your toss, Jake. Yeah. Who would I be if I told you how to toss?
It's your toss.
I like what I'm seeing, too.
All right. So just for the camera's sake.
This is a catastrophe.
Hold it up and then toss it.
Yeah. Look into that camera, JT. Yeah.
Like, comment, and subscribe. Going deep with Chad and JT. Dude, this is beautiful.
It really is looking like it's nice. Forming well.
So where'd you get these materials?
The restaurant that I work at.
Dude, I'm genuinely excited to eat this. So do I need to go grab some forks?
I'll go grab one. I called my boss this morning. I'm like, hey, I need a key to get in. I got a big deal today.
Yeah, yeah.
Having the Caesar King. That's judge a Caesar. Boss. But... If you do rate it low, it's not against the restaurant. Okay, rate it what you actually think it is, all right?
Fair enough.
And put some cheese on top.
A little cheese.
You guys ever been to Vito's Pizza on
good spot.
La Cienega?
Very good spot.
I love that spot, man. You like the slice, too?
I like the slice. I like that white pizza that they do.
Yes,
That thing's phenomenal.
Is it the white pesto one that
yes.
they do? Awesome,
yeah,
man.
That thing rips.
It's a great spot.
That's one of my favorites.
Me, too.
I don't think they're on Postmates. They might be, but...
They were, and then they went out of it.
It drives me nuts when that happens.
Yeah. This, in all honesty, this looks really, really good, Jake.
It does.
All right, let's see what's going on here.
And I want you to be honest, you know?
Yeah, no, I definitely will.
You're the Caesar King, so...
It looks crisp, man. Are you a Caesar guy?
Big time.
There he goes. You guys look out for one another, huh? There we go. Yeah, there we go. Look at this bite right out of the gate. This is an all or nothing type of bite.
You're getting everything you need on there. A perfect bite, they call it. It's not bad, dude. It's pretty fucking good. I don't want to spoil your judgment, but...
You know what? Thank you guys again for having me.
Thank you for coming. Is that the end of the pod? I'm just us eating.
Can I be honest with you guys?
Yeah, please.
Can I be honest with you, Jake?
Yeah.
When we first busted out, I was like, oh no, this is not... I think it's tremendous. I really do. Are you allowed to say the name of the restaurant?
Yeah, it's the Kitchen Italian Cafe in Pasadena.
Good for Pasadena, man.
Yeah.
It's a big win for Pasadena. I really, really like it. It's really good.
What I like about it is the dressing is not like too much anchovy.
It's very
smooth.
Not overpowering.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really do. I like it a lot. Also, too, shout out JT on the mix because he got a good toss in there. Not too much dressing. Really, really special. Thank you, guys.
I think a good Caesar for me is the right amount of dressing. And I tend to go towards a lot.
A lot of the dressing?
Like, I, you know, I almost want it swimming in it. You know? Not all the way, but with a Caesar, I like to have a healthy... What are you looking for?
Did I drop my coffee? No, right I didn't. There. Go ahead.
Back I like to have Caesar. A healthy amount of dressing on each piece.
So you're a big dressing guy.
I like the croutons to be a little bit soggy.
You don't mind a little bit of a soggy crouton, I'm a huh?
huge soggy crouton guy.
Is that because that you could get, it's easier for you to get into the crouton, or do you just prefer the texture of that?
Both.
Great answer. Yeah. Great answer.
What about you?
I really don't mind it a little soggy, too. I think sometimes if it's, like, too crunchy, it changes the game a little bit, and it takes away from the romaine. So I don't mind a little bit of sogginess either. I prefer more dressing than less dressing, because if you don't have enough dressing, the salad's done.
Yeah.
If you have too much dressing, you could still work with the salad. Of course, I like the a good middle ground on the dressing, but if you're going to miss, for me, go more compared to...
Right.
To less. Love croutons it. Make me burp.
Love it. We're also brought to you by the legends at Manscaped. Manscaped, thank you so much for keeping our trims pew, for looking after our hogs, for making sure their dinks are looking fresh and clean, because smooth sock summer is slowly coming to an end, fellas. If you haven't been scaping for the summer sun, it's not too late to sweep your sack of those pesky pubes. If you haven't caught on by now, this company is all about trimming your pubes and making sure that your dink looks fresh and clean. Or your vagina. We all have pubes. We all have a genital area, and it's nice to keep it trim and fresh. And you can only do that with Manscaped. You get the Lawnmower 4.0. You get the Weed Whacker Ear and Nose Hair Trimmer. And you know what? You can get this all in the Performance Package 4.0 with a 4000K LED spotlight, a 7000 RPM motor, Crop Preserver ball deodorant, all that kind of stuff. The Shears 2.0 luxury nail grooming kit. This kit includes stainless steel nail cutters, tweezers, and grooming scissors. So get 20% off plus free shipping with the code GoDeep at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code GoDeep at manscaped.com. Keep things smooth and fresh as we say sayonara to smoothball summer and enter fresh ball fall. All right, let's get back to the show.
All right, you guys want to answer some questions?
Sure.
Why so glum, chums? I had to laugh at the amount of time you boys spent dwelling about what to do next 36 hours after the release of your show and the doom and gloom you were feeling. I thought Gal Gadot coming out on day 6 with a holiday elite serenade of Imagine during COVID was jumping the gun on an insane level, but this takes the cake. In all seriousness, the best is yet to come for you boys, so stop being sad little renobs. And thanks to your sage advice, my relationship with my girlfriend is better than ever. I was the poly dude. Still haven't committed to the I love closed relationships tattoo yet. I'm still on the fence. Oh, good for him. Hey, man, you're not wrong. We were all up in our feelings, but we'd never been through it before, and we were just being honest to how it was going. I hear where you're coming from, but you know, you only control so much of how you feel sometimes, and sometimes you're in control of it, and sometimes it's in control of you, and that was just one of those moments. But I appreciate the tough love and on it.
It was a good lesson. It was a good life lesson, because for context, when the show came out, we were kind of freaking out a little bit.
JT was telling me a little bit about that prior.
Yeah. But it was a good... I mean, I've been crushing Ryan Holiday books, and it's a good... It was a really good life lesson of not creating expectations, you know? Because when you build something so much, it's just... you're inevitably disappointed. Like, you just keep coming back to enjoying the process and having fun, yep. Which is why I admire your mentality, because it's just being happy with... whatever, just enjoying the journey. And that's what it's all about. And not sort of feeling like you need to reach this certain place to feel full and happy.
Right.
So.
Yeah, it's almost like a good and bad thing, I feel like, too, to where, like, you guys are like, okay, what's next? So you're going to keep it moving, but at the same time, you want to be able to enjoy and soak in the fact of, I remember I was here a few years with you guys, I mean, right around the COVID time, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, probably if I told you guys that at that point that you were going to have a Netflix show come out,
yeah,
I mean, you would have been over the moon, so you want to enjoy it, but also stay motivated.
Yeah, and yeah. I think some of it is like, look, some days you're up, some days you're down. It's a... like, you got to record yourself once a week. It's like, I am a happy guy, and I'm very grateful. I really don't have many problems, but, like, some days you're just bummed.
Yeah.
And you know, whether it feels whether it's totally rational or like, or you at your best or smartest, it's like, well, this shit happens, man.
Yeah.
Like sometimes you just get kicked around a little bit and sometimes it's you doing it to yourself, but I don't feel like, I don't know. I'm glad I experienced it. Like I don't want to feel one way all the time. I like being like kind of, I don't know, all over the place for a day and just knowing that life's still going to surprise me. I hope one day we have another thing that comes out that's even bigger.
Right.
I'm even more bummed out after that. and then after that podcast, people are like, tell this guy to shut the fuck up.
Moral of the story, JT just wants to be miserable. He just wants to be miserable.
Or I just want to be anything. I'm just like, if I'm happy, I'm happy. But if I'm not feeling it, I'm not feeling it. Yeah. But I do appreciate the message. All right. Next one. What up, ringleaders of RIP? The question comes from a deep place of concern for our two twin guy friends. We'll call them Duke and Luke. D&L are vital components of the squad for many reasons other than their grandparents' house always being loaded with post-malarkey's drunchies, while that is a huge plus. However, Duke and Luke have been drastically slower than the rest of the squad to enter the female game and get their dinks touched. Duke had a girlfriend of 2 months 6 years ago, but nothing other than Roadhead was the result of that, and Luke has been flying solo since middle school. They are quick to shut down any possibilities of a hookup, which has made the rest of the squad tread lightly when discussing the V cards they still hold tightly in their waist in their phone wallets. While we are still young at 22, we have been getting comments from other friends, colleagues, teammates, and even my dad, asking why we don't push them with mild, moderate banter to spur their hogs into motion. Keep in mind, every time we encourage anything, it is quickly and seemingly defensively shut down. The question here is, are the members of the squad somewhat at fault for not bantering them into stepping up their game, or would unsolicited banter after this many years be uncalled for and make the situation worse? Thanks, Chad, JT, Aaron, and any other Stokers in the room. P.S. The In-N-Out on Avery is the best, no doubt. Yeah, that is the best one.
It sounded like Duke was doing okay. He got Roadhead right out of the gate, so it's almost like he started slow and then kicked it up into a whole new gear.
He got Roadhead?
Duke did in his two-month relationship 6 years ago. So he's been kind of on the ice since then, but also that's okay. Like I didn't lose my virginity until I was like 24 and then, you know, I've had different times in my life where I did have sex and both were great, but both have their problems too. You know what I mean? So I don't know. It comes when it comes.
Yeah. I think, I kind of think leave him alone too.
Yeah.
Like who cares?
Yeah, no, it's not this many people should not be invested.
Unless they're actively like glum, they're walking around like what's up, Duke and Luke? Like we haven't fucked.
Yeah.
And then I'd be like, "All right, well then go talk to some girls." But if they're just like living their lives and you're like, "How come you haven't fucked yet?" And they're like, "I don't know, dude."
I almost feel that with Duke and Luke though, it's like seeing a free throw go down. Mm-hmm. It's like Steph Curry, if he's off one night, he hits one free throw and then he just starts raining them from half court.
Yeah.
Where I think both Duke and Luke, if they just see one free throw go down,
yeah,
doesn't matter if there's a hand in their face or not, they're just gonna start raining jumps.
Yeah, it could turn. Yeah. It could turn. You're gonna be like, "Hey man, like maybe pass it up once in a while."
Yeah. Yeah,
you don't gotta hit. Yeah. You don't gotta take every jumper.
I agree.
Yeah, but it's true too. Like I have one friend who never was that into girls and just was into other things, and he wasn't the kind of guy that looked like he wanted that kick in the butt. You know, he seemed happy in his way of doing things. So yeah, everyone's different. But yeah, we'll see. I'm sure they'll be fine. Duke and Luke sound like good guys.
They do.
It is interesting they're twins and that they're on the same page about it.
That's actually nice that they're going through it together.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hopefully they find solace with one another. Yeah.
Hopefully when they become coxswain, hopefully both Duke and Luke are coxswain, not just
they got
Duke.
The names for it, Duke especially.
Yeah. Yes.
Dude, Duke.
It's gonna
maybe
it's
that's
gonna
what it is
come.
Too. It's like this guy, I know it's a fake name, but like Duke, it's like you kind of expect Duke to be throttling.
Yeah. I just hope Luke isn't bitter about Duke. Throttling.
Right. Yeah, you don't want to leave. Yeah, maybe it's that too.
Could be.
Maybe he doesn't want to leave his bro behind. Maybe one of them's got the options and he's like, "Hey, I don't want to make him feel like the only one." Man, that's powerful. Now we're getting cinematic with it. I really like that.
I do too.
But have you ever had a friend who was on like kind of in a bummer headspace and then seen them the night after or the day after they break their streak and they get some? I mean, they walk in to the house with a level of lightness. I had one friend, he'd like walk into a party, be like this. He'd just be like, hey, what's up, man? What's going on? Yeah, it's good to see you. We'd all be having fun. He'd be like, he kind of like roll his eyes at our fun. He'd be like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Then one night he got laid by a nice lady. He walked in the next morning. He's like, hey, what's up, guys?
You just, you really do. A lot of times you just got to see one go down. And even if you're going to the cold streak, you just see one go down and then it just fires you up moving forward.
Life's a momentum game.
Yeah.
It's momentum. Just pushing the ball in the right direction, giving that thing some rotation.
Just get to the line, get fouled, and hit your free throw.
What does that mean to get fouled and get a free throw?
Get fouled. Get your opportunity. See that free throw go down, whether it's a hand job or whatnot. And then once that goes down, anything's possible. Mm-hmm. Even for Duke and Luke.
Dude, what names?
Yeah, great names. Great names.
I can see Duke just being like, you know, I've had many opportunities. My name is Duke.
I feel like Duke's kind of a dick, though, too.
Yeah.
You know?
With a name like Duke, you gotta be.
He could, yeah, and that's okay. It's okay. Maybe I'm wrong.
Luke's a good guy.
First, what's up, dudes? First off, I want to say I love the Netflix show and got all my boys to watch it. We got so stoked and we wound up getting amped. It's a good place to be. I'll keep it brief. I'm in college and just moved in with some friends and it's been really fun, though. Here's my problem, though. My boys are all super dope and I love them, but sometimes I get insecure, jealous, especially when hanging with the ladies. A lot of my bros are college athletes, pilots, legit power lifters, are like 6'2". I'm a pretty good looking guy, 5'8", but I lifted him in good shape and I'm in pre-dental program in college, so I'm on a solid path. I've had good runs with ladies in the past, but it's hard to initially impress girls here at college or at parties when my boys kind of have a name for themselves already and just really stand out. Any advice, bros? Well, first off, I think iron sharpens iron. It's good you're in that circle. Yeah, you get it.
If he wasn't in the pre-dental program, I'd be a little bit worried for him.
Mm.
But he is in the pre-dental program. The
kid's focused.
He's got a lot coming his way. And I think he knows that, to where when he digs deep, he's going to see that the odds are in his favor.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. Yeah, you'll be good.
He'll be all right.
Just stay strong, do your thing.
Yeah. We're not worried. If we're not worried about him, he shouldn't be worried.
Yeah.
You know we do this next part, right? Beefs, babes, and legends of the week.
I remember it from last time.
Okay.
Remind me, though.
You got a beef of the week. It's like something you're upset at. You got a babe of the week. It's like just something you're looking up to or a person who inspired you. Legend of the week, same deal. And then we do a quote of the week and a phrase of the week for getting after it.
Yeah.
And what we can do is, to make it easier on you, me and Chad can run it first.
I like
so that.
So
you got some time on
it. I like that a lot.
All right. Chad, who's your beef of the week?
My beef of the week is people who take seemingly 5 minutes to switch from drive to reverse and back again. Are you guys familiar with these people?
Mm-hmm.
When, you know, oftentimes when they're making a 3-point turn in the middle of the street or they're pulling out of their spot and they'll pull out, they'll reverse and then they'll stop. And you can tell that they have to take a second to be like, wait, what do I do?
It's good beef.
Oh, I take the thing and I put it into drive. And you can tell that that whole process takes at least a minute.
It's a great beef.
And you're just sitting there and you're like, why is this even, how is this not automatic? How are you even looking down? What's going on? Are we driving here or what? Department of Motor Vehicles of California, what kind of tests are you guys doing these days? I don't fucking know. You know?
Yeah, no, I'm telling you, I think it's a very good beef. And you can't go wrong beef-wise. Anything driving, traffic-related, can't go wrong. I think you're off to a great start. You're going to be okay, Jed.
You think so?
I do. I really do.
Thanks.
My beef of the week is with department stores.
Sure.
Man, I don't know what it is. The stress I feel when I go into a Nordstrom's, I get anxious, dude. I'm like, I got to get out of here. And I'm like, and then you're like, hey, do you got the shoe in my size? They're like, oh, we don't have that shoe, but we have this shoe. And you're like, what? And then you try it on. And you're like, is this too big? And they're like, no, it's supposed to fit like that. And then you just realize like you could be there for hours. Yes. You could be there forever. And then I don't like to shop online. I don't know my like fit that well. So I got to go in person. And when that first store doesn't work out and you start asking the people there, you're like, hey, you're at Nordstrom's, you're like, where else can I go? You're like, yeah, maybe Zara. And you're like, oh, the fuck, man. Oh, the fuck, dude. And then you see people in there who are polished shoppers who know what they're doing. They're seasoned. They got a fit on just for the shop. And I envy those people because I get no pleasure from it. So I really, really just hate shopping. Truly hate it.
The problem I have, especially with Zara, because I actually do like Zara, but the unpredictability of the washer dryer machine, because you might get something that fits you, JT. As soon as that thing goes into the washer, it's toast. It's done. Different. It's a size. So just the unpredictability of knowing if I should size up or not really bothers me.
It's tough, man.
Yeah.
What's your beef of the week?
My beef of the week, I'm going traffic as well. Dude, I'm going driving. And I don't understand. I got an issue with people that back into their spots.
Yes.
And it's going to get a little awkward if one of us are those guys.
I'm that guy. But
no. Are you that guy?
No, I'm just kidding.
JT?
Yeah, unapologetically.
You are?
Wait, what do you mean?
You back up into your spots.
Like rather than nose in, like tail in?
But rather than going forward into your parking spot.
Oh, no, spot, I go forward.
Yes, I think that the time that it takes you to back into your spot, yes, you get out faster, but from the time that it takes you to back into your spot to go past the spot, reverse it in, is 10 times longer than if you go front in and then a quick reverse on the way out.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be. Logistically, it's got to be.
Well, then how about this too? When you're in a busy lot and you're sort of looking to get through and then they're blocking the spot, right? And then they drive forward. And so you're like, oh, okay, we're going forward. And then they start, and then they get into reverse, and you're like, oh, you just juked me.
And you know what's a shame, Chad?
Yeah.
You're going to see comments on here, and God bless them, because God bless them for watching. People get very upset about this, mm-hmm. and you will see comments coming at us about this. That's another valid point, is going over. It confuses you, then you got to give them enough room. Mm-hmm. So that's my beef, gentlemen.
Yeah, bring the comments. We want to hear from you.
It's okay. Yeah. Look, we embrace debate.
Yeah.
You know?
Season that beef, baby. Let's grill it up.
Yeah, season that sucker on up.
Chad, who's your baby of the week?
My baby of the week is the movie Mean Girls.
Good movie.
You're so ready for that.
Dude, I was watching it with my girlfriend last night. It's so fucking funny.
Great one.
It's so funny. And they don't make comedies like that anymore where it's just joke, joke, joke. And they hit so hard. Like, I was dying laughing. Dude, when they're like, just little things too, like, you know, certain lines or something, like at the talent show when they're dancing to Jingle Bell Rock, and
another iconic scene.
Yeah, and she accidentally hits the boombox and it starts skipping, and then Gretchen comes to come play it, and she kicks it right into the guy. She has a crush on his head.
It really is a good, damn good movie.
It's a good movie.
It really is.
It's so good.
It's got everything.
Good
perspective too.
Yeah, I was dying, so I'm just going to give a shout out to that movie. It's so good. It holds up so well. And Rachel McAdams is amazing in that movie.
She's fantastic.
Yeah.
She really is.
Scary lady. My babe of the week is Carrie Nation, born 1846, left us on 1911. She was one of the big early proponents of prohibition in America.
Sure.
And a lot of people, we you know, I'm not for prohibition, but like, you know, I think you got to let people do what they want. But drinking was a big problem on that day. Her first husband died from alcoholism. And I think the alcohol got way stronger than people were used to. People didn't know how to handle it. And people were just drunk in the streets. And like domestic abuse went way up. And it was a tough time to be living. So she took matters into her own hands and just started with a hatchet going into bars and shredding them to pieces. And she terrified all the men in the area. Like they knew when she came in, she'd be singing Bible hymns, and she just starts swinging like a mad lady and ripping it up. And she got the idea from the hatchet from her second husband. He's like, you should use a hatchet, like some kind of symbol of terror. And she said, that's the first sensible thing you've said our whole marriage. And then she described herself as a bulldog running along at the feet of Jesus, barking at what he doesn't like. And she said God told her to do that. But I just appreciate the brass on this lady.
Sure.
I mean, she was fearless. She's going to these places, I'm sure dudes were putting hands on her, and she just kept up with what she thought was the right thing to do and just fought through like a fucking Tasmanian devil. So.
I had a feeling that would be your babe of the week.
You knew it, huh?
Yeah, I had a feeling. I didn't know for sure, but I had a feeling that might be your babe of the week.
You knew I was coming with Carrie Nation?
Yeah. Yeah.
She needs the pub. She doesn't have a movie.
And you know what? All pubs, good pub. That's what they say.
Agreed.
My babe of the week, I am going to go with Doris Burke. Mm. Doris Burke. Nice. Is she not tremendous?
Unbelievable.
Unreal. She really is. And she stepped into the booth. She does a lot with Hubie Brown. She does NBA games.
Hubie's great too.
Hubie's phenomenal.
I mean, he still sees the details.
It. Oh, God. She's just absolutely flawless. And you know what? I hear a lot of guys get on certain girls for their like play-by-play and stuff like that. Some of it's unwarranted. Some aren't the best and whatnot. And you need to give credit where credit's due. Doris Burke is one of the most tremendous NBA insiders play-by-play. That's not an easy thing to do, is no these way. Play-by-play games. Mm. She sees the X's and O's. She's just a tremendous and a total babe.
Have you seen her? There was one pregame where they got her on video doing some skill stuff with the ball.
Yes.
And she's got the bona fides. Like, she can hoop.
Phenomenal. She's got so much energy that she brings to.
She loves the game.
She really, really does. And I just don't think she gets the credit that she deserves. So that's why I came here today to make sure that Doris Burke was a household name that she deserves to be, Chad.
Mm. Yeah, I got to tell you, I thought you were going Carry Nation.
No, you switched it. You probably thought I was going Charleston too.
Yeah.
We're switching up with each other.
I'm going Hawaii now, man. I think you're right. I don't know. Yeah. I was going
either Hawaii or corn for us is next.
Charleston has very cute architecture.
Yeah, that is true.
But it's the same time of flight, right? From Hawaii to South Carolina.
Probably similar, yeah.
So if it's the same travel time, I think Hawaii's making a lot of sense.
Look, you guys tell me when whatever trip is. You could tell me on the day of where we're going, and we're going to go.
Hell yeah.
I got a quick babe, if you don't mind, real
quick.
Yeah,
go ahead.
My babe of the week is The Jet, Bob's editor and videographer.
Wow.
Big inspiration of mine, you know. It's kind of like a young guy like me who got into a program and is working his way up. So shout out to The Jet.
That podcast clip was clipped before this even ended. He's going to go and snag that clip. That's big love. Because you know what? In all honesty, what you guys do, and I think you guys would agree, that's the dirty work. I mean, that's the tough shit. That mm-hmm. that stuff is tough. So The Jet's been absolutely unbelievable. He's going to love that.
And did you give him the nickname The Jet?
Yeah, because during COVID, we had a guy that was working for us. And you know, he struggled a little bit, and I did a interview with Darren Williams, and I needed a clip, and he DM'd me and just said, look, I could do the clips for you. This is what I do. I said, okay, here's this interview, and he sent back the clips so fast that I started calling him The Jet. He wasn't a fan of it at first, and then it just kind of stuck, and he's been with me for years.
Darren Williams, the hoopster?
Yeah.
How's he doing?
I think he's doing good.
He boxed a little bit.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, he did.
He put Frank Gore out?
He did, yes.
Or did Frank Gore put
sure.
him out?
No, Williams definitely won the fight. I don't know if it was by decision or if he knocked him out, but he definitely did win the fight. Darren Williams was the man.
Dude, when he was with the Jazz, he was ridiculous. Him and Boozer, unbelievable. That was a squad.
And yeah. Then he got a big old payday from the Nets, too. And he went a little bit, he slipped a little bit when he went to the
he
Nets.
He took it a little bit easier.
He got paid.
Good for him. You know? Chad, who's your legend of the week?
My legend of the week is Tina Fey.
Sure.
Gotta go with Tina Fey. Just sticking with the theme. Mean Girls. She's a beast. And she played such a likable character in Mean Girls. I was rewatching it. I was like, man, what a cool-ass math teacher. You know? Like, I would totally do Mathletes with Tina Fey coaching. You know? She's cheering you on. You get in a huddle. And you're
cute
like,
gal, too.
Yeah. And you're like... You're like, all right, where are the variables? She's like, X and Y. And you're like, thank you. You know? That's all my math knowledge.
Hey, you
that's a tough act to follow, Jake.
Hey, Donovan Mitchell just got traded to the Cavs.
To the Cavs?
And they didn't, three unprotected first-round picks. That's a lot. But they didn't give up much player-wise.
Wow.
Sexton and Markkanen are the two biggies.
First reported by JT Parr.
Yeah, you guys are hearing it here first.
Yeah.
This comes out in a week. I mean, that's a good squad.
Yeah, I guess the Cavs are making a run at it.
Garland, Mitchell, Jared Allen, and Mobley.
Yeah.
And they traded for a small forward, right? That's a hell of a starting five.
Sometimes with these teams, I almost feel like they make a trade for somebody, but they're still not in contention to where I'd rather just tank and be terrible and get draft picks. Like, if you, like, for example, the Blazers, okay? Mm-hmm. I would have traded Damian Lillard 7 years ago because they were always good. They were going to make the playoffs some years. They were never going to win the finals.
The Western Conference Finals was, like, their ceiling.
Yes. Yeah.
Unless barring some sort of, like... catastrophic.
Everybody knew it. Why not just get rid of him? As good as he is, get rid of him. Let him go somewhere else. Build up all these draft picks to where then next thing you know, you can have a shot at.
I wonder about that all the time. Like, if you know your ceiling's not there, why are you floating in middle class?
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess it's just to keep the fans
why pay
at least
three?
Minorly interested.
Could be. Yeah.
Yeah. It's tough, though. My legend of the week, I'm staying in the same time period. I'm going with Archie Butt, Army Man. Brought in by Teddy Roosevelt to be his aide, his military aide, just ended up becoming his best friend. He's just best friend of the president, helped him work through everything. They'd go rock climbing, wrestling, horseback riding all the time together. But then he was also helping him with, like, you know, the nitty gritty on, like, financial negotiations. He was a dude. He was he was his right hand man. And then when he left, Taft comes in, Archie stays, becomes Taft's boy. And he's equally supportive of Taft. He's got his back all the way through. And he speaks so highly of Taft. He's like, he's a good man. I got to support him. This guy was just born to help out his bros. Then Taft and Teddy start beefing. Breaks Archie's heart. He loves both men so much. Because Roosevelt ends up running against his own homeboy. And Archie's just destroyed. Goes on a vacation, takes some time just to get his head right. Because he's so bummed out seeing his bros beef. Ends up taking the Titanic back.
Whoa.
To the States.
Come on, nobody saw that coming.
Whoa. He's on the Titanic.
You gotta be... Are you fucking with us?
I'm not fucking with you. An early word out of the Titanic was that everybody got off on the lifeboat. So Taft, this is Taft's best friend. This guy's fucking president. This is his best buddy. His wife, Taft's wife, Nellie. She's his other backbone. She's had two strokes. She can't really talk, socialize the way she normally does. These are his two rocks. Archie's on the boat. Now, most of it is speculative. It might be people just sensationalizing what happened, but the story goes, Titanic's going down. Archie snaps back into army mode, says, let's get the women and children out of here. Make sure they're all safe. Goes down with the boat.
Wow. Holy shit. And you know the beauty of it all, JT? We don't need to fact check that either.
No.
I felt every single word of that. I really did. I didn't see the Titanic thing coming, so you threw us for a little bit of a loop there.
The motherfucking Titanic, dude. God.
I did fact check it, and you're right.
Are you serious?
Well, I'm not making shit up. Come on, it's being recorded. I got a fidelity to the truth here.
That would be funny if they fact check it. He's more like Billy Zane and Titanic. Gray grabbed a kid and shot someone.
People thought that because there's like stories that he even, like, some dude tried to skip the line in front of the ladies and kids, and Archie grabbed him and said, "Hey, brother, I'll break every bone in your body. Yeah. You're staying off that lifeboat." And whether it's true or not, feels true. And he did die on the Titanic, that's for sure. And Archie, knowing what I know of Archie, because his letters and journals are a big source of the history between those two other guys. So, I don't know, I trust him. Archie was a good fucking dude.
I trust you, JT.
And I think he did it right up until the end. Who's your legend of the week?
I'm going to go to a guy, I'm going to give him legend of the week because he got such a bad draw. And I really, really feel bad for him. And... he got exposed, and he was a little naive. He got exposed, bad draw. Did you see the Manti Te'o documentary?
I haven't seen the doc.
I don't want to let go of what I think happened. But am I wrong? Was he tricked genuinely?
Yes. I think he was fully genuinely tricked by... person who was who had a legitimate account. It was a man in a girl's body, had a fake account. He got totally catfished, which, yes, Manti was a little bit naive for that, but it just so happened we didn't know what catfishing was. So that was like the start of catfishing. It goes on this national stage, and now this guy who had such a good career, he's such a good guy from what they portray, what you can see, and they have him on the documentary. And I just feel so bad for him. Now, I've only seen one of the episodes, but just from what I've seen, I just feel it terrible for him. It was on the national stage everywhere he go. Now you hear the name Manti Te'o. You don't think of his great football career. That's all you think of. Turns out Te'o hopped on the Titanic from there, went south from there.
Whoa.
Well, how did he, when it was going down?
Nobody knows. He got catfished. Nobody knows.
He's on the Titanic too.
Could be in episode two. I've only seen the first episode.
Was he searching for his girlfriend through the boat?
Could have been. I think that's up for you to decide though, JT. Yeah. I mean, Chad.
Interesting. So do they say he washed out of the league earlier than expected because of the hangover from the scandal?
It hit him so bad that he talked about how much it affected his play, and how could it not? I mean, he said he was going into these other stadiums, and just they were just brutal to him. And again, at that time, I literally think that that's how catfishing started. And
you know what it is? I don't want to watch it because I was one of those people picking on him about it, and I probably don't want to have to feel that comeuppance. And because I gave him a hard time about it. My brother went to Notre Dame and was there during the Te'o era. So I
Well, you're a real prick then, JT.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I was kind of hard on the guy.
You know what's funny? I was watching it with the Jed, our editor, and I was like, man, like I feel so bad for this guy. He's like, you know, I had a Manti Te'o parody account. Like he had an actual Twitter. I was like, oh, really? What are you doing? He's like, that's how I got my start. I'm like, I was like, Jesus Christ, you're so sick. He had a Manti Te'o account and a fake Skip Bayless account. That's how he got his start.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess. Yeah. I gotta watch it. That's funny having a fake Manti Te'o account too.
Crazy. I mean, he was like, one of those
it's
sickos.
It's the thing that happened though. It's like, yeah. It's all about a fake account.
And you know why I feel bad too? The catfish, the girl that the guy he was portraying to be, the pictures of the girl they put up on like the account, she was gorgeous. And she is somewhere out there. She's a real person. Turns out she was on the Titanic.
Whoa. So many people were on that.
It's a big boat.
Yeah.
2,300 passengers.
2,300.
Only 700 survived.
Yeah.
I think.
Wow.
Can we check
that? Yeah, fact check that.
Don't fact check everything.
Only 706 people survived.
There you go.
I don't get my figures wrong.
Yeah,
no, I have trouble remembering my girl's birthday. Other than that, everything's locked in, dude. All right, Chad, what's your quote of the week?
I was going to go with a Mean Girls quote. I'm thinking, I think Amy Poehler's character, she plays the mom, Regina's mom in that. And just, it was so fucking funny. She just goes, I'm going to make you girls a hump day treat. That's my quote. Her boob job in that. It's out of this world.
Bob, you got one? Should I go?
Yeah.
This is an Elmore Leonard quote. Never open a book with weather.
No, with I agree. Weather? Yeah. I totally agree with that. I can get on board with that 100%.
What's he saying there? If it's sunny, go enjoy the sunny day.
If it's cloudy, go enjoy the cloudy day.
Right.
You know what I mean? I think that's what I get out of that.
Yeah.
My quote is going to be a quote that I'm going to totally botch, but I'll give you the idea around it.
The bones of it.
Muhammad Ali, very cliche.
Greatest man ever.
But he said something like, he doesn't trust a person who's mean to a server because he knows if he was in that position, he would be mean to him too.
Right.
And I think that you could get so much out of somebody by how they treat a waiter, a waitress. I really do. I think that says so much about a person. And again, apologies to Muhammad because I definitely botched it. But you get the, is that right?
You're right on. Yeah.
Is that fact checked?
Yeah, it says, I don't trust someone who is nice to me but rude to the waiter because they would treat me the same way if I were in that position.
That hits with me so hard because I think that's so true.
Mm-hmm.
I think, dude, that might be my all-time favorite quote that I've heard on here.
I was either going to do something from that or Mean Girls.
Yeah. Funny thing about Muhammad Ali.
It's on the Titanic.
He was on the Titanic.
Dude, he was on it too?
Yeah, he was one of the 700 No, 2,500.
2,300.
A lot of fact checking.
He had to have survived though.
Yeah, he could be. Yeah.
He fought later on.
Well, because he floats like a butterfly. And he,
oh, that's
swims dude, like a bee.
He floated back.
Yeah,
that's mm-hmm. crazy.
Chat, what's your phrase of the week for getting after it?
Whoa. My phrase of the week for getting after it is like, dude, thank God we were on that Titanic. There's so many people. I had a ticket, dude.
Yeah.
That was going to be to my happy place. I was going to take the Titanic to the Caribbean and just be on a fucking deck and just, you know, just naked, sun in my ass. And thank God, dude.
My phrase of the week for getting after it is capiche. I got a lady trimming my suit for me. I ran over there when we had the extra time. That was the errand I ran. I have to get something tailored by tomorrow. I'm time sensitive. And the lady was dealing with another customer. She goes, you know, this jean job is going to be a lot of work. Capiche? And I haven't heard a good capiche in real life. Maybe ever.
I've heard, that moment, I've ever heard that. I've heard, she could have charged you whatever.
I've heard other people fake it. You know what I mean? I've heard other people be like, capiche, but they're doing like a pastiche. She said capiche. And I was like, that's real. That's
I
real.
I like that.
Yeah.
I got something similar from a guy who's my dad's neighbor. I played golf with him. Call him Uncle Marco. Very, very Italian. When we go to have a drink, we went to have a cocktail after. He says, Gendon, which apparently in Italian is 100 years. Live a good 100 years. If you could get 100 years out of it, good on you. If you fall short, good on you. So be it. But give everything you got for 100 years.
Yeah.
Going for 100 too. That's nice.
Go for 100 years, man. Try and keep yourself as healthy, as good much of an you know mental headspace as possible. Get 100. 100 years is the goal.
Do you party a lot?
Not really, to be honest with you. I like going out to dinner.
Yeah.
That's my favorite thing to do is to go out to dinner. There's no need to go to a bar after. You're already in the place that you need to be, and I like pounding drinks at a dinner table with good friends. That's my version of partying, to be honest.
That's like partying.
Yeah.
And, you know, I got to say, it was a party having you on today. You know, you were the perfect follow-up to our bummerific episode last week. You were the tonic we needed, dude. You always come in. You bring the good energy.
I appreciate you, boys. And we've had a good thing going for some time now. And when I saw that Netflix series come out, you guys are so easy to root for.
Oh,
and
thanks,
I was
man.
So pumped because you guys are so real. No matter what's going on, you guys are going to be yourselves. And, you know, I'm pumped for your guys' success. And I'm always here if you need me, fellas. You know that.
Dude, you too. And also, you want to plug... Bob Does Sports, all that?
Yeah, Bob Does Sports on the YouTube. Brilliantly Dumb as well. And, you know, we'll see you over there. I want to have you guys on Bob Does Sports. I think it would be tremendous.
It'd be great.
We'll get out there on the golf course.
Yeah, I was golfing with my girlfriend's dad, and I rented some clubs because we're coming from...
It's a big moment.
It's a big moment, yeah.
Huge.
And I tried these Titleist irons.
Those are nice.
They're like fucking, they're blades. I was cranking
they
it.
They got a sweet spot on them. Like you can be a little off and that thing will soar.
They were
nice.
Amazing. Yeah. I was like.
I promise you guys, no matter what you shoot, it would be phenomenal. We're not the best golfers. You guys could have the round of your life. You could be a disaster. It would be a blast and people would love it. So we'll get you boys on there.
If you need advice, these guys are really nice.